This is your Freedom Watch update. I'm Staff Sergeant Jeremy Vaught. Local Afghans are fighting the Taliban and winning. Residents in Ghazni province killed numerous Taliban fighters July 13th as insurgents tried to storm and attack their village. In the early morning hours, insurgents swept in from Uruzgan province and attacked. According to coalition forces, the village is mainly filled with Afghan National Security Forces and their families. Now, in April, there was a similar attack in Gibzab district, where armed villagers repelled an attack by the Taliban, in which several were killed and many more were arrested. According to coalition forces, that was one of the most important events of the year. Sometimes all you need is a little water, seed, and the right know-how to grow crops. Senior Airman Barbara Patton takes us to Kapisa province, where farmers from Kentucky are teaching farmers from Afghanistan how to test crops in their soil.
Farmers from Kentucky are helping Afghan farmers learn to grow crops that fit their soil. The Kentucky Agribusiness Development Team and Afghan farmers use this piece of land to experiment with growing crops, such as watermelons, peas, and squash. These plants are not common in Afghanistan, but with the right touch, they can provide local farmers with a new future and help them take care of their families.
Right now, most Afghan farmers are in a sustainment mode. They're producing barely enough to eat. So if we can improve their production just a little bit, they have enough to eat and enough to sell on their market, and that improves their lifestyle.
Garland says it's efforts like these that help service members earn the trust of the Afghan people. In turn, these farmers learn a trade that will improve their lives. Senior Airman Barbara Patton, Kapisa Province, Afghanistan.